Rufus Thomas, Booker T and the MGs, Stax Records, and much more. And next hour, we go deep and historic with Al Green and get up to date with singer Don Bryant. Our program is produced in collaboration with Tulane University's School of Liberal Arts and underwritten by the National Endowment for the Arts. This is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
Wrapping up our first hour of American Roots, we are bringing you another one in just a moment here on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley-Bemidji. At 89.9 in Brainerd and on your smart speaker, we are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Janet Florian will be around the river host at 1 o'clock today. We've got Shiro's at 3, The History of Jazz with Paul Kivi at 4, and Stay Human with Michael Goldberg at 5 o'clock today. You can find a full schedule of all of our programs at KAXE.org. And on Shiro's today at 3 o'clock, the featured guest is frontwoman, bassist, and vocalist for Deerhoof, Satomi Matsuzaki. The group just released their 20th album, Noble and Godlike in Ruin. Here's hour two of American Roots.
This is American Roots from New Orleans, visiting that other great Southern River city of music, Memphis. We'll hear more this hour about High Records and speak with songwriter soul man Don Bryant, who sang originally with producer Willie Mitchell's High Rhythm Section and went out on his own, working with his wife-to-be Ann Peebles. And in his late 70s, returned as a lead singer, backed by his old bandmates from the 1960s, Reverend Charles Hodges on organ and Hubby Turner piano, with both his classic and new songs. Also in this hour, historic Memphis gospel sounds of the Pilgrim Airs and singer Elizabeth King. But we begin by digging into our archive for a 1999 interview with the venerable Reverend Al Green, who has long walked and sung across the line between soul and gospel music.
Band The Creations, including high school friends Curtis Rogers and Palmer James, had their first hit in 1968. A year later, Green met up with Memphis producer Willie Mitchell, and the two went on to record hit after hit throughout the 1970s, including Here I Am. Green was born outside of Memphis in Forest City, Arkansas, where he grew up close to the land.
Well, I was given the job of the shepherd type. I took care of the cattle. I herded the cattle out to pasture, going out 2 o'clock in the morning if one of my cows, goats, are having a little baby. So I'm a country boy.
How did you get off then into the world where you yourself became somebody singing church songs?
Moving to Michigan at an early age. My dad doesn't plan anything, you know. He's not that type. He's the type that, let's go. You know, we had finished the crop for the year. He'd taken all of the cotton into the cotton gins and all of the fruits and vegetables and stuff. So 3 o'clock in the morning, he wakes up and tells everybody, get up, let's go. My mom says, where are we going? He says, you know, we're getting out of here. Go, we're going. All right, put the stuff, whatever you want to take, put it on the truck. We put it on a pickup truck. All these kids, you know, and there's six of us at home then. And we head to Michigan. So at 9, I'm in Michigan. I start singing with the church choir down the street. And then I got put in the glee club because they discovered in shop class that I could sing. I didn't know I could sing.
You sing while you're sawing?
I'm sawing. That's right. No, I'm running a lathe, really. Yeah. And it's, you know, and I'm singing along. I mean, you know. And some kids just say, this guy can sing. And I stopped the machine. I said, what guy? And we're looking around. And everybody said, you're the guy. And I'm going like, oh, come on. So I didn't take it serious for about another 8 years.
So when you went out and started to present yourself as a singer, I mean, what did it take to make that kind of step out from a kid who tends cattle and works in the school class?
I got kicked out of the house at 15. I'm listening to Jackie Wilson, right? Daddy said, we don't play Jackie Wilson in here. I'm going like, okay. Then he went to work. I put on Baby Workout, Lonely Teardrops.
Just say you will, say you will.
So he came home early and says, I said we don't play that, so get your stuff and hit it.
Say you will. My heart is crying, crying. Lonely Teardrops.
He was a gospel man only then.
Only gospel in the house. Now I don't see why Daddy becomes so gospel, because he used to take us to the rump joints, hunky tunks they call them back then, and tell us, say, don't you tell your mother where I've been. You understand? And we would go, okay Daddy, okay. And he would come out after being in there for maybe an hour or two, you know. And he'd be kind of tipsy, you know. Mm. And he says, I told you, don't you tell your mother where I be at you. Mm. And we were thinking, like, we won't have to tell him.
It's obvious enough.
Yeah, you just stoned out of your mind. You know what I mean? But more as he grew older, he began to get more closer to the Lord, and that's why he wanted us to follow that. And I got kicked out, and I met Palmer James and Curtis Rogers, and that started that.
How did you get started in soul?
To get started in soul, you would have to go to Palmer James and Curtis Rogers and singing with a soulmate creations group, just doing concert dates at chitlin' joints, different clubs, that's right.
Backup Train, how did Backup Train
come out? Well, that's Palmer James and Curtis Rogers. They were trying to design a sound around you, around me, you know? Like Berry Gordy had made an impression with Motown. That's what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's amazing some of the stuff we've done.
And Backup Train got you, you're out on the road, you're touring a little bit, trying to keep it going in the music business.
Then in
Texas,
that's
Midland,
right.
Texas, you run into Willie Mitchell.
Right.
He had his band, you were going to open.
Right. He says, you know, you can sing. And I'm going like, okay, thanks. And so I walk off. And he says, I'd like for you to come to Memphis, maybe see the studio and check it out. I says, okay, great. And down to Memphis. I was 19, 20 or something, yeah. But I was hot and ready to go.
I was going to ask you about your voice. Seems that one of the things you were able to do is mix kind of a very sweet, high-end falsetto with still keeping the grit of classic soul. What does it take to keep the grit and the bass line, the funkiness with that sweetness? How do you manage that?
That's the gift part. I don't know how I do that. I don't know. I don't even understand that. I don't think Willie Mitchell understands that. We just stumbled across that was a good formula to use to describe this guy called Al Green. And so we started to use that formula. But how, I don't think he knows. I know I don't. That's the gift part where I give you a sing a song or something.
Let's talk about making songs. Maybe there's a song that you'd like to tell me about.
The hardest one to me was Still in Love with You. That song scared my pants off. Well, I sung it so long, so many times, take 22, and I'm going like, Willie, please, just let me hear it so I can understand where I'm at. What am I doing? What am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? Play it back, let me hear it. And he's trying to get me to sing. You gotta sing high, but I don't want it to sound like you singing high. I want it to sound like you just sitting here chilling out in a chair. I'm saying, how in the world can I sing this high? And it sounds like he's just sitting back relaxing. Okay, so I sung so long until I just said, okay, well, I'm going see you. And I left the song on the rack, and I left out, and I went home, and I woke up at 4 o'clock one morning, called Willie on the phone, says, I think I got it. We went down to the studio, opened the studio by 5 o'clock in the morning, birds singing all over the place. I went in and sung the song one time, and that was it. And he said, that's it. But that's, you know, spending my day thinking about you, girl. But you got to sing it just like easy, you know. Being here with you. You know, it can't sound hard. It's like, can't explain myself why I feel like, you see?
Maybe one other song we could talk about, Let's Stay Together?
Yeah. Well, that speaks for itself, doesn't it? That was after the riots they were having in 68 and the traumatic effect that it had had on so many people, all people, and the uncertainty of the times. Bobby and Martin, all these things, and I wanted to write something that's, you know, let's stay together, loving you, whether times are good or bad. You know, at that time, we definitely had some bad times, happy or sad. I'm so in love with you, whatever you want to do.
Applying the love to humanity.
That's right.
That's another person.
I'm trying to bring, you know, all these people, the Asians, Mexican American, Hispanics, also the cultural people in our community. Whatever you want to do is all right. You make me feel so brand new. I want to spend my life.
I'll never be untrue. Oh, baby, let's stay together. No.
your songs, when you give them out like that in sort of lines, it does feel like preaching.
Kind of. Yeah. But this guy keeps fooling around with this, you see. He keeps tickling around with an area that he should leave alone and going on and sing the songs. He's fooling around. He's fooling around. Always fooling around. So, you know, it got him.
I just came to see you'd never do that to me, would you, baby? Being around you is all I see, is what I want us to do. And we ought to stay together, loving you weather. Times are good, bad, happy, or sad. Come on, dance. Woo! Let's stay together.
That's Al Green from our archives, talking about his own wild years and how they came to an abrupt end. More of our interview with Reverend Green, including his return to the church, coming up after some highlights of gospel music in Memphis, in a minute on American Roots.
I found a song.
So I found KAXE when I was in college here in Bemidji. I actually can remember being at the stoplights at Dave's Pizza, just jumping radio stations, and it must have been, I want to say it was the Jayhawks, maybe Wilco was on the radio, and it floored me. As like, wait, how am I hearing this in Bemidji, in northern Minnesota? I thought I had to be in the Twin Cities to get this stuff.
Mark is a member of KAXE. We are people powered. The music that you hear is not chosen by the government or an algorithm or a corporation. It's chosen by your friends and neighbors. Over 70 hours a week is produced by local volunteers. Support the people of northern Minnesota and KAXE with your donation now. Go to KAXE.org.
It's our Memphis program. We keep coming back to the great river city of roots, rock, and soul, where there's long been a close relationship between R&B, gospel, and the emergence of soul music and rockabilly. We've got a traditional male gospel quartet coming up, the Pilgrimaires. But first, the remarkable voice of Memphis gospel singer Elizabeth King. It's from her 2021 release on Bible and Tire Records. Almost 50 years after she had last recorded in the 1970s for gospel radio DJ and pastor Juan Shipp and his Divine Spirituals label, it's Elizabeth King on American Roots.
Living in the last day, the last day. Living in the last one, the last day. Living in a time where no one can see the right way. See the right way.
got time for the Bible anymore. We're just in a very big hurry, walking up and giving preacher that hand, telling the world we've been born again. We're in the last day,
last day,
living in the last one,
last day,
living in a time when no one can see the right way. Call in the right wrong,
right wrong,
call in the wrong right,
wrong right.
Makes me know why we're living in the last day, living in the last day,
last day.
We're living in the last day.
Baby, you're traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
Sit down by the river. I turned on one day. Father, will you
guide
me? Yeah.
Father, will you guide
me? Yeah. Father, will you guide
me?
Yeah. Father, will you
guide
me? Yeah. Down by the river, I'll turn on one day. Father, will you
guide me?
Yeah.
Oh, guide me.
Father, will you guide
me?
Yeah.
Oh, guide me.
Father, will you guide
me?
Yeah.
Oh, guide me.
Sit down by the river, I'll turn on one day. Father, will you
guide me?
Yeah. They talk about me, they scatter lying my name, but I don't mind them talking about me. I'm gonna walk on in Jesus' name, and ask Jesus, will you
guide me?
Yeah.
Oh, guide me.
Father, will you
guide
me? Yeah.
Oh, guide me.
Father, will you
guide
me? Yeah.
Oh, guide me.
Sit down by the river, I'll turn on one day. Father, will you
guide
me? Yeah.
Oh, guide me.
Father, will you guide
me?
Yeah.
Oh, guide me.
Father, will you guide
me?
Yeah.
Oh, guide me.
Father, will you guide
me?
Yeah.
Oh, guide me.
Got my mind,
guide me,
where I can think right.
Oh, guide me.
Got my feet,
guide me,
where I can walk right.
Oh,
hi, this is Al Green, and we're in Memphis, and you're listening to American Roots.
I'd like to dedicate this song to little Junior Parker, a cousin of mine that's gone on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name.
I don't know why I love you like I do. After all the changes that you put me through, used all my money and my cigarettes, and I haven't seen how to have you yet. I want to know, won't you tell me? I love to stay. Yeah. Take me to the river.
High Records, 1974. You know the song. It's from the LP Al Green Explores Your Mind. Take Me to the River explores where the spiritual and fleshly lives flow together, something he and many of us have dealt with at times. Let's go back to the American Roots archives for our 1999 conversation about this topic with Reverend Green in Memphis.
Love and happiness. Yes, it is. I'm beginning to feel pretty good right now. Because you see, everybody needs love. And everybody wants love. Love. Oh!
Al Green, preaching from the stage in 1978. In the early 1970s, Al Green lived what he called the fast life. That changed in 1974 when an ex-girlfriend broke into his house in Memphis and poured boiling hot grits on the singer while he was bathing. Green took the incident as a sign from God that he should enter the ministry. He became an ordained pastor of the Full Gospel Tabernacle and bought a church in Memphis where he's presided ever since. We asked Al Green how he moved from the gospel music of his youth onto soul and finally back to gospel.
Well, you first start saying, oh Lord, I need your help so bad, because you're on the farm, you're picking cotton, pulling a sack, and you're more concerned about relief at that point. So you say, oh Lord, I need your help so bad. And after that, and you've overcome that, then I say, baby, I need your love so bad, because I'm thinking about you, I'm working, you know, baby, I need your love so bad. That's how it gets to be that. You start with the sacred and then go to the carnal, and then it gets to be to where we are now. I love you.
Seems like it's a constant theme in your music and your life, going between those worlds.
But there's a difference, you see, between spiritual things and carnal things. Now, you can't put that in one slot. That's two different slots. Yeah, that's right. They don't play like that, no. No, that's a different thing. That's a whole different thing.
But the Lord gave us the carnal world, right?
Absolutely, and told you to be fruitful and multiply. That's right, and replenish and the earth and take care of the garden. But you understand, too, there are higher elements, and therefore our weapons are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down of high imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
What are the kinds of events in your own life that lead you to shift from secular music more to the spiritual world?
Well, I was born again, and that's what makes a difference with me. I was born again, so I can't flip-flop with you.
That happened in the mid-70s.
That's 73. That's right. So that took me, snatched me out of the fire by the grace of... And I wouldn't trade one iota of a second for it, because it's the life of me. It is the life of the world. So that's when I went on this 8-year, 9-year binge of singing nothing but gospel. I didn't sing no pop music whatsoever. Nothing pop music, all gospel. Because I needed to find out what this means, this born again means, what this eternal life means. I've heard all of this all of my life, but now I'm really in the trenches. I'm in a suite at the Rivermont, right down the street here on the 12th floor, in the middle of the floor, crying in the middle of my tears here, with Reverend Netta's up here having to pray for me up here. This is all a very pulling back and forth here of two different elements here, but I chose to go with the force of the right.
What about your fans that were still living under the force of all that great soul music?
Well, that's good, but they don't have to live like me. They don't have to be me. every man have to give an account for his own. And so therefore, I have to do what I have to do. So I sing their songs. They want to hear songs. The Lord said, I gave you the songs. You can sing all the songs. Just acknowledge me when you do. Amen.
And now you spend as much or more time not on stage, but in the pulpit of your own church.
Absolutely. I may sing a little bit. I preach a little bit. I may sing a little Hank Williams. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. All of my days will be sunny and bright. Praise the Lord. I saw the light.
I want to come to church.
Come on. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Nick Spitzer. That's great.
Al Green, thanks for joining us here on American Roots.
I enjoyed it.
We spoke with Reverend Al Green at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis, 1999. The Rev is still holding forth at his full Gospel Tabernacle Church. And we're about to talk with the enduring songwriter and singer Don Bryant, who, like Al Green and many we've spoken with on this program, has creatively crossed the sonic worlds of sacred and secular music over the years. Here are two songs that do that. The first, in 1969, covering a Clarence Carter hit from Muscle Shoals, Don Bryant with Slip Away on American Roots.
Just a few moments. What would I give just to have you near? Tell me you will try to slip away somehow. Oh, I need you, darling. I just got to see you right now. Slip away, slip away, slip away, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I need you so. Love, oh love, how sweet it is when you're stealing. Let me tell you now, darling, without him knowing that you're gone. Mm-hmm. We could meet somewhere, somewhere where we're both not known. Maybe you can slip away.
This is Don Bryant, and all the music you hear, the soul music you hear, is on American Roots. Take the time to listen. You'll be glad you did. When we get to heaven, we're gonna put
Don Bryant on the Sacred Side with a traditional gospel song, Walk All Over God's Heaven, usually called All God's Children Have Shoes. You need those shoes to walk around in heaven. That's from Don's 2020 release, You Make Me Feel, recorded with members of the High Rhythm Section, with whom we spoke last hour, Reverend Charles Hodges and Hubby Turner, with Howard Grimes on drums. And we are back in conversation with High Records longtime singer and songmaker Don Bryant when American Roots returns.
It's People Powered Radio, KAXE. We'll get you right back to American Roots. We receive support from the Bush Foundation, proud to partner with the St. Paul and Minnesota Foundation to celebrate the honorees of the 2025 Bush Prize Minnesota, Foster Advocates, and Dakota Wicohan. More information online at spmfc.org. Tomorrow night, the BSU Trombone Choir will be at Bengsburg Hall in Bemidji. They are performing at 7:30. Check out the Season Watch Pod with hosts Charlie Mitchell, Heidi Holton, John Latimer, and a rotating cast of characters. It's for the curious and filled with the delights of nature. This week, the delights of owl pellets. New episodes come out on Thursdays. Right now, back to American Roots on KAXE.
This is American Roots in Memphis. Don Bryant was the fifth of 10 children, grew up listening to his father's gospel group, and started singing in church at age 5. Don began harmonizing with his family and neighbors and went on to form the Four Kings with his brothers, singing on Dick Kane Cole's popular WLOK radio show. The group joined up with Willie Mitchell's band. Don Bryant was lead singer. Bryant later pursued a solo career, but mostly focused on writing material for other artists at High Records, and continued singing in church. Don returned to singing secular music in his 70s after an invitation from Memphis soul band The Bo Keys. He released an album in 2017 called Don't Give Up on Love, his first secular album in 48 years. Don's latest record, You Make Me Feel, came out in 2020.
The music hit me, I guess it was at a very young age. Listening to my daddy and his gospel group singing the Four Styles of Harmony, that was the name. And they used to rehearse at the house. And we would all sit around listening to them harmonize, you know. I just enjoyed it that much, and I tried to be there as much as I could to listen to it. I don't know, maybe my mind was made up then, because I never did get away from it. You know, as I continued to grow older, I got closer and closer to music, trying to imitate some of the sounds that they were doing. A lot of times I'd be by myself just walking and singing and trying to hit some of the tones and the notes that I heard my father and his group do, you know. When I was in grammar school, you know, say maybe about 7th, 8th grade, you know, they would have talent shows and different things in the school, and I would always try to be a part of it. And that just kept building and building and building, and I just didn't ever stop.
Yes, I want you for myself.
Yeah.
Well, you did end up harmonizing with your brothers. You called yourselves the Four Kings, and you were on Dick Kane Cole's popular show on WLOK. Tell me a little bit about how the Four Kings and you end up with Willie Mitchell.
Well, you know, we had been singing sometimes, me and my brothers, you know, maybe 2-3 of my other brothers would get together, and we tried to harmonize. There might be somebody else in the neighborhood that was singing or whatever. And we just try to harmonize together under the streetlights, singing and enjoying each other, you know.
I'm gonna get my papers on you. If it's the last thing that I do. We gonna raise a family. From 1 to 23.
Look on here.
Now listen to me.
Ooh-wee.
Now baby, baby, listen.
we finally got a group together that we had four individuals that wanted to really do it, and we kind of stuck together. And, you know, we got to harmonizing pretty good there. You know, I think Willie, he heard the group, and we talked, and he wanted to see if we would be interested in working with his band. We went in and auditioned for him, and he said, okay, I'll give you a try. And it lasted pretty good. We traveled, you know, here and there, and did a lot of clubs here in Memphis. And it worked out pretty good. But, I mean, eventually, the different ones in the group, they had their differences and couldn't get along. And then this one started leaving, and that one started leaving, and whatever, you know. I went to Willie and asked, you know, if I could try doing it solo. And he gave me that opportunity, you know, to work as a soloist. And it worked out pretty good, you know.
Got the kind of love that make a man lose his mind. You got that little something to make them know that you're mine. Wow, you're looking good. So good to me, mama. You're looking good.
At one point, a young lady walked into the studio, and you were very fond of her, and you ended up writing a song called 99 Pounds. We're talking about your wife, Ann Peebles.
Yes, indeed. Let me talk, let me talk about her.
25 pounds of pure cane sugar, and each and every kiss.
She came in to audition, and once I heard what was going on, you know, I knew what she had because it was some things that I was reaching for, but she already had it, and I guess it was just, sometimes it's just second nature, you know, people just can do those little tones and those little notes, you know. When she did it, you know, you had to stand there like and step back, you know. Whoa, you know what I'm talking about? I fell in love with all of it. Her voice, her, and everything, you know. It touched me some kind of way.
There's a song that you collaborate on closely that most of the world knows, I Can't Stand the Rain. How did that one come to pass?
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories.
We were all gathered together at the apartment, and we were going to all go out together. But before we could leave, a storm came up. And everybody was there, was already getting ready to leave, and that storm came up, and that stopped everything. You know, and somebody said, I can't stand this rain. And I was always ready to catch a line. And I went and sit down at the piano and just, I can't stand the rain against my window. You know, the whole story started materializing and took it to Willie the next day.
I can't stand the rain against my window. I'm bringing back sweet memories. I can't stand the rain against my window.
Tell me about I Got to Know, the song you did for the Five Royals. You were only 19 years old when you first recorded it. I mean, that's kind of amazing that a 19-year-old has that understanding of love.
Well, being around a lot of people, brothers and sisters, I've seen the things that they're going through. And, me, myself, the things that I was going through. It was one of the most important things that I could think of that everybody was used to.
Let's listen to a little bit of you for the Five Royals back in 1960. I Got to Know.
I want to know.
I want to know. I want to know.
Is there someone else on your mind?
Someone else on your mind.
I want to know.
I want to know. I want to know.
Is there someone else on your mind?
Someone else on your mind.
Now, you covered that recording later, 2017.
Is there someone else on your
someone
mind?
On your mind?
I gotta know.
I got to know. I got to know.
Is there someone else on your mind?
Someone else on your mind.
So tell me.
Tell me.
Tell me.
Tell me. Am I wasting my time?
You got me worried.
How does it sound different to you? When you, many years later, are doing that for your album, Don't Give Up on Love.
When I wrote the song, I enjoyed the song. I knew as a writer that there are a lot of people going through these changes. I wanted to do the song myself because I enjoyed the song so much. And just to be able to do it, I know it had other people that it could reach and have the same effect as it did when the Five Royals did it.
Tell me, tell me, am I wasting my time?
You got me worried.
Well, 50 years later, you're continuing to make music, and I was listening to the 2020 record, You Make Me Feel, and you've got this song, Your Love Is to Blame. You're saying love is to blame, but love is a pretty positive force there.
It is. It's a great thing, man, and so many people are caught up in it and having different problems and whatever. And I'll be trying to reach those problems that they may be having because I know I went through a lot of them myself. You got love and you're enjoying it. You got love and you're having problems. There's so many different ways to approach it. And, I would always try to approach it in a way where it's going to be more than just 4 or 5 people going through these changes. It's going to be some of everybody going through these changes,
You make me feel like a man won't feel.
You've hung in there and kept singing soul music, and you've had a career of the last 20 or more years where you're really out front with it. Why is soul music still important to you?
Well, I guess my love for it and my thought of if people could hear it like we were doing it, then they would enjoy it a whole lot more, too. I don't know. I would say it's now it's not as much of this style of music going on now as it was then. It's so many different styles have stepped out. But I wanted people to hear this that may not have heard it before. I felt that if they hear this, they would enjoy this too. And I know there are a lot of more, whole lot of fans that would love, that still love this R&B music, and I felt it was worth doing again or trying it again and see how it would work out. The love is the main thing. I would say that's one of the majority things that we need more of, and if it could project that thought, mission accomplished.
Amen. Don Bryan, I want to thank you for visiting with me here on American Roots.
All right. Thank you. I enjoyed being here with you, man, and thank you so much for having me.
What kind of love is this you got? Girl, when I'm cool, you make me hot. Kind of love is this you claim? Girl, I get so nervous when you call my name. What kind of love?
What kind of love?
Oh, girl.
Kind of Love, Don Bryan, from his 2017 album, Don't Give Up on Love. And he hasn't given up on love. He's been married to his wife, Ann Peebles, for over 50 years. Unfortunately, Ann suffered a stroke in 2012 and stopped performing. Don recorded the 2017 album in her honor. Thanks to our colleagues in the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University and our presenting station, WWNO-FM, at the University of New Orleans. Special thanks this week to Scott Bomar of Electrophonic Recording in Memphis for our conversations with Reverend Hodges, Hubby Turner, and Don Bryan. And Matt Sacchicchini for producing our archival interview with Al Green. We appreciate enduring support from the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund, and Jim Hart in Chicago. The American Roots team included Maureen Loughran, Olivia Broslowski, Lauren Callahan, Steve Martin, the late Ken Mills, Gavin Hannenberg, Aaron Sterling, and Paige Veal. Find American Roots on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, AmericanRoots.org, where all our Memphis artists and music programs can be heard. I'm Nick Spitzer. Until that time, for American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.